And express mail carrier FedEx just had its busiest day ever, but the company says it may still see its first fall in profits in 3 years. FedEx is blaming its disappointing earnings outlook on fuel prices. Wall Street analysts say the slowing economy is also a factor. Economic activity, and for that matter pretty much everything, has slowed down or even stopped in Denver. A blizzard yesterday dumped 2 feet of snow on Colorado. Workers were sent home, city buses stopped running, and Denver International Airport canceled hundreds of flights. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
East of Denver, out on the high plains, Gary Rhodes is worried about his cattle. They usually graze on pasture, but when the grass is covered with snow, the animals need something else to eat. He's driving hay out to his herds and making sure they aren't too cold.
They need to be in a protective pasture that might have a draw or a creek through it, and maybe they can get down to where the wind isn't quite as bad.
Back in Denver, the Cherry Creek Shopping District looks like a ghost town. Rex Montague owns a card and gift shop. He says missing a few days of sales during the holiday season hurts.
You know, it means you've got that amount of inventory left over that you should have turned into dollars. And so it means that you've got that much less to pay bills with. You know, it hurts all the way around, any way that you look at it.
Across town, retired architect John Henderson runs an import store. His sales are down, too. Leaning against a warm radiator in his shop, he finds a silver lining.
I'm grateful that I am still among the living and can appreciate these kinds of things. These kinds of things, as far as I'm concerned, they're beautiful.
Airlines and holiday travelers may not be so optimistic. United has a hub in Denver and was forced to cancel more than 600 flights. Denver International Airport is expected to reopen this evening. Meantime, a couple thousand stranded passengers are calling DIA home. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.